one thing about today's system that we can all agree on, yes, it has its faults, but there is a strong reminder, especially with the case of Chandra Levy and the Democrat Gary Condit, that there should be a presumption of innocence and still proven guilty. Condit, as you know, this goes back even before September 11, 2001, was a huge, big-time suspect in the disappearance of Chandra Levy and her death. He was harassed. His livelihood, his life, was taken over by media reports about him. And yes, maybe he brought a little of it on himself with the affair that he had with Chandra Levy. But again, innocence until proven guilty is a big part of our system that we do praise and do look forward to in our system. Now, all these years later, Ingemar Gwandik, I don't know if I pronounced that right or not, a California inmate, has been arrested for the disappearance and murder of Chandra Levy. One has to wonder whether DNA played a big role in this, and one has to wonder again why we don't have a DNA database across North America. We have a fingerprint database, but the DNA database, some states have them, some provinces have them. Canada is starting to get one, but there should be a North American DNA database because that evidence is evidence beyond refute and will clear up a lot of old cases. So the government needs to get off their wallets and do something more for DNA, because old cases like this can be solved. Let's hope that the Levy family now has some closure and that Gary Condit can get on with his life, because I'm sure there's no one happier than he that an arrest has been made. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.